This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Israeli army says two airstrikes in the West Bank have killed nine Palestinian militants. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
As violence flares in the Israeli-occupied territory, the Israeli army said its forces struck a vehicle carrying five militants. They said that the occupants were on their way to carry out an attack. The five men were later identified by Hamas as militants, including one who was a local commander. A Palestinian news agency said that they were taken to a hospital, with four of the bodies being burned and charred beyond recognition. In a separate attack, Israel's military said it had killed four more Palestinian militants in the Tulkarem area shortly after they opened fire on Israeli troops operating in the area. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
As tensions continue to rise in the Middle East and the likelihood of regional war looms, many countries are calling on their citizens in Lebanon to leave. The U.S. Embassy in Beirut announced they will loan citizens money to buy a plane ticket to leave now while there are flights. This is notable as because of the financial crisis in Lebanon, most banks limit the amount of money that can be withdrawn. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Friday revoked plea deals agreed to earlier this week with the man and two accomplices accused of masterminding the September 11th attacks who are currently held at the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Brian Chang from Reuters reports.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his two accomplices entered plea deals on Wednesday, according to the Pentagon. A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity said the deals almost certainly involved guilty pleas in exchange for taking the death penalty off the table. However, on Friday, Austin relieved Susan Escalier, who oversees the Pentagon's Guantanamo War Court, of her authority to enter into pretrial agreements in the case and took on the responsibility himself.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. This is VOA News. As Vice President Kamala Harris closes in on making her choice for a running mate, some groups are criticizing a handful of those on the shortlist. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Democrats quickly unified behind Vice President Kamala Harris.
I will officially accept your nomination next week,
giving her the delegate votes needed Friday. But there are plenty of divisions over potential vice presidential candidates. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro is said to be one of six atop the list, but Shapiro's facing criticism from a number of groups for his staunch support of Israel. Arizona Senator Mark Kelly is being criticized for not supporting legislation to boost union organizing. In addition, Harris is said to be interviewing Governors Tim Walz, J.B. Pritzker, and Andy Beshear, along with Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Thousands of people are rallying in the streets of Venezuela's capital in support of an opposition candidate they believe won the presidential election by a landslide. The government has declared President Nicolas Maduro the winner of last Sunday's poll, but have yet to produce voting tallies to prove he won. Opposition leaders say tally sheets they obtained from polling centers nationwide show Maduro clearly lost. The government arrested hundreds of opposition supporters who protested on Monday, and the president and his cadres have threatened to lock up opposition leader Maria Corina Machado and her hand-picked presidential candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach slammed the hate speech being thrown at two boxers at the Paris 2024 Olympics. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
IOC President Thomas Bach says hate speech directed at female boxers at the Olympics
is totally unacceptable.
Algeria's Imani Khalif and Taiwan's Lin Yuting have been scrutinized about their gender.
We will not take part in a sometimes politically motivated cultural war.
Both boxers were disqualified at last year's World Championship by an organization banished from the Olympics. The Russian-led International Boxing Association cited gender-based tests that are still unspecified and unproven. The IOC head says the boxers are born women, raised women, have passports as women, and competed for years as women. I'm Julie Walker.
Police in Somalia say 32 people died and 63 others were wounded in an attack on a beach hotel in the capital, Mogadishu. A police spokesperson told journalists on Saturday that one soldier was killed in the Friday night attack and that the rest were civilians. Al-Qaeda's East African affiliate, Al-Shabaab, said through its radio that its fighters carried out the attack. Witnesses reported an explosion followed by gunfire. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.